This is an MUT Radio podcast.
29 minutes after 2, you're listening to MUT Radio, Shape and Own the Future on the 3rd of November 2020. And as I already said, I have Umzombo Rico in the studio. And I'm so excited. First of all, like that song. We need to talk about that song.
It's fine. I'm here for that.
Like, that's an amazing song, Dariwami. Wow. Okay, take us the process of the making of that song.
The song Dariwami, it's just a song because Tina, as an artist, you represent the society. Ne?
Yeah.
Astale lapu, ne? Mm-hmm. But as umuntu ekhulile wagcina naye esengena kwi-romantic relationship
yangithola.
Yeah. So I know ukuthi abantu abaningi mesibhala umusic thina ama-artist especially okhuluma ngothando bavele bafuna ukuyi-personalize le njabo ukuthi hayi personally le asoren so yang but ke all in all le ngoma le uDali wami ngibhale out of ukukhuthaza uthando. I'm a man of peace and love yangithola.
Mm-hmm.
So ngikhuthaza nje just uthando kubona bonke abantu esizwana nabo. We have heard and seen ilokhuzana ama post amaningi abantu abaningi bekhuluma about going through a lot through indaba zomjolo. So this song is ama ukuveza any angle about uthando ngithola ukuthi as much as abanye bekhala but there's still like uthando lwangempela. There's still uthando lwangempela kwabanye abantu ngithola. So so ithi lento le ninomuntu wakhe senipushe naye for 2 years, 3 years, 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
Akungashintshi lutho. Continue to tell that person ukuthi usamthanda namanje. Angithola angashintshi lutho.
Angashintshi lutho. And I love your outfit. Like, guys, if you had to see him. It's the best. Sakho oqala sibhala ukuthi akube lithi.
Akube lithi. Akube lithi. Umlilo wodwa.
Umlilo wodwa. And vele ngizoba lithi. Njengoba usuke in studio.
Mase ngise studio already. Awuse kulithi.
I can already feel the fire.
Yabona usuke lo ayidlala le ngoma vele yangifudumeze. Yabona lo.
But I love that, man. That's very beautiful. That's so beautiful because ngempela, I also have seen ukuthi abantu abaningi manje. It's almost as if sebelahlekela
hope
yokuthi uthando lwangempela lukhona kanti it really does exist, hey?
It still does, yes.
Yeah. So it says here ukuthi you've actually been in the showbiz for some time, you know. I'm actually very curious to know ukuthi how long is some time?
Sometime it's a very long time.
A very long time.
If it was 3 years,
how long?
I would have mentioned that it's been 3 years, it's been 5 years.
Yes.
I started doing music way back in early 2000s.
Okay, that is a very long time.
Actually, if I'm going to
back,
back from my primary, I'm late 90s. So, umuntu was part of a choral music. Yes, school in Angola. Even in the area. So, I joined those groups. Part of those groups until I arise at this type of music uthando lwekwaito
for a particular genre.
Yeah, for ikwaito ngaleso sikhathi we looked up to Mduma Silela ngalezo ikhathi ngithola kwafika uZola yaqhubeka iminyaka wazofika uBig Nazi ngithola so bashala general so ilokhu yahlala kimi so ngicela ukubhala umusic ke around about 2005 but ngize nga recorda 2008 yabo nga recorda nga performer but nga release umusic kwa my first single nga releaser was 2011 ngithola so I've been releasing ama singles up until now in between ngahamba ngawufunda ngawufunda UKZN.
Oh wow.
Ngawufunda umusic khona UKZN which I graduated
ngo really
ngo 2015 yeah. Ngagraduate lapho with my junior degree which is ilokhuzana music NPA drama studies engayithola lapho now before ngiye kwenza eminye imkhakha.
Before wenza eminye imkhakha. Oh wow, the fact that's called eminye imkhakha. But okay, asike sithi ugudle nale music, right?
Yeah.
So, I know I'm probably the millionth person to ask you this. Yeah, well, okay. But don't get upset with me.
No, it's fine. I'm here for questions.
You're here for questions. I love that. So why do most artists have stage names? I mean, it's always been something I've always asked myself. Like, what is the purpose of having a stage name? Because I mean, mina ngiyabuza ukuthi how, why can't ngibe ngibize nje ngo Africa?
Yes, ubize ngo Africa.
Yeah.
It happens. I think bayenza saba yaba family kuthina ukuthi abantu abasebenza their original names mostly kuzoba abantu abaculi be gospel.
Abaculi be
afro pop.
I've noticed. Yeah.
So if you look at hip hop even abroad, abayibizi ngamagama abangempela
mthola.
So nathi sabuka lokho umuntu ekhula because I cannot say ngire reason engizothi ngibize ngigama elithize. But ke as out mesikhula sonke wonke umuntu namani nickname awatholayo. And i nickname yona oyithanda kakhulu yona ebaphuphula kakhulu.
Yeah.
So ufuna ukwazi wangango bavele iyazi uyiphuphula ngithola.
Wena bavele bathi Mzomboriko.
Mzomboriko. Abanye bangibuza ukuthi what is the meaning of Mzomboriko?
Yes, of course, we want to know.
I always say there's no meaning for a nickname.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe there could be a reason.
Most of the time, they're like, meaning, gune story.
Yeah.
Yeah, gune story. Yeah.
So, just to explain a bit, this was my surname. By the way, ugogo wami is coming from Elukuzen. She comes from Eastern Cape, eBizana, I'm told. So, ngangise eBizana for some time. But ngangita lesikole KZN eShowe, wena. So, ngamuva to eBizana. Mengifika lapha ngashintsha isinimi yangabizwa ngegagogo.
Yeah.
Yangithola ngabo ngawo Sifiso Mzomba. Angisay introduce ngakho isigama lami ngisibesela ngempela. Yeah, ngawo Sifiso Mzomba. So ngahlala like about 3 years. Ngithembe ngibuya ngala ngibuya iregistration yami nale yasinimi kaMzomba yangithola. So it was
yes.
Not known this side indaba kaMzomba ngithola.
Yeah.
So balokho be modify akabayibiza omzomba, omzomberi, omzomboriko
yangithola.
Kwagcina kuphuphula ke umzomboriko ngathi I will use this one.
Yeah. Oh, that's great. So I was going to go into that ukuthi I know ukuthi there's never really a reason for a nickname, but like what's the story behind it? Because I'm ngumuntu othanda ukunikeza abantu ba nickname, and it's usually because of like something mhlampe yenzakalile yabo. But it's great ukuthi you've already explained it. So for someone ongazi ke, his real name is actually Usfiso.
Usfiso kaThutjeni Sibongo.
KwaThutjeni. Is that Zulu?
AmaZulu othutjeni ubala eLukhuzeni eMagethe ePortshepstone.
Oh.
As much as ke ngizalwa khona ubaba who comes from that side yangithola.
Yeah.
I mean I grew up eShowe yabo.
Yeah.
So even lela side lika baba yabazo baba amaHuzi yangithola.
AmaHuzi.
Bazali ngani beshikala so angikhulelanga ngakhona ngazi lutho from that side yabo. Ngazi inside la seShowe kakhulukazi.
That's amazing man. Yeah. I found it very difficult, by the way, to pronounce stage name yakho.
Mzomboriko. Mzomboriko.
Mzomboriko.
Yes.
No, ngisekuqaleni.
Okay.
Like, dude, when he told me about you, I was like, oh my gosh, how do you pronounce his name? Please send me a voice note. Because the last thing I want is ukuthi ngigcine sengipronounce wrong.
I always say umuntu ohlulwa ukupronounce igama lithi Mzomboriko. I know it's challenging for some people as well.
Mm.
But I always say if wakwazi ukupronounce out Elvovo Dirango, because Elvovo Dirango was so strange.
It is strange.
We got used to.
Yes, we got used to it. And I must say, your name is actually very creatively unique. I've never heard.
It's similar to anyone.
So you can definitely be happy about that. So I'm realizing, Guti, you are just a creative in general, you know, because you told us, Guti, you actually did a degree, which was in music and drama.
And drama, yes.
Yeah, but, I want to know, Guti, we don't usually know this and we don't usually ask this, but actually, there is a preparation when it comes to e-music. It's a process. So that's what I want to know. What preparation goes into when you need to release a song? Example, you can say the very first song you released. Yeah, how did that project go? How did the fans receive it? And what was the process of creating that music?
Yeah. I think I'm going to see, so from a passion and all.
Mm-hmm.
No time, young tall. And then we are kichima. Funama studios or producers like in a corner because ever since ngaqala ukunotisa ukuthi ngayi discover ukuthi ngiyakwazi ukompose ukubhala music. Ngase ngifuna ke manje abantu bazongishaya ibeat yabo. Ngizwe lento engiyibhalile lento engiculela mina ngeke shaweni ukuthi misingena kwibeat izoba mnanje ngithola. From ngomuthi ngiqale from ingoma yokuqala ne which was ngithola uglama. The song is there on YouTube because lapho YouTube maybe first we check abangayithola khona. There's a lot esiyenzakalayo nje bo sikhuluma ngeprocess ukuthi sisebenza nezimali kakhulukazi before ungena studio urecord ngaphandle kwemali yabo.
And that's something we don't actually know. Yeah. We think you just make music, go to a studio
and we release our music, so promote it. If we angazi wena uzogcina ukubuka, you don't even react ngo like. But mina ngi-investe i-energy yami nemali yami ngikhona lapha ngithola. Mese ngifuna ukuyi-promote ingoma kunina, angazi ukuthi abantu bayibuka kanjani, but ke umuntu ugcina ngayithola ne-support kahle. It happens. Mm. Not only in music, ey'ntweni ey'ningi zamabhizinisi ezenzayo, sinalo notion nje ebhedayo ngithola.
Yeah.
So ke we pay. from our producers, kokele ama beats, sikokele recording, sikokele mastering, sikokele mixing, because awenze nje yodwa ngizokhokhela mixing zonke lezi nje musu ikhokhile mase kufanele u release music. I always say ama musicians amanye kakhulukazi abasangena ku gaming ukuthi musa no lokho niphapha ngikhishi manje singa release nge JT Tize. What is the meaning of releasing music?
Sure.
Yabo, fanele understand the meaning of releasing music kwakho, because ngingacula manje studio ngithi ngiyawukhipha umculo wami kusasa ngikhipha ku WhatsApp. Yes, ukhiphile but akuna positive effect ekhona yezo lonto le. So you must plan ukuthi njengoba ngireleaser njengamanje ngizopromote kanjani umusic kwami ngithola. Right now ngine radio tour, yabo. Ngikwi radio tour njengamanje ngithola, because I believe ukuthi e radio ni sweba you get people bonke be start belalela e radio i1 ngithola kwazithola abantu abayi 1000 over 1000 to a million. So if sifuna promote music kwethu mosambe nge channel noma nge routine ka radio sike sikwazi ukuthi awusheshe ufinyelele kubantu abaningi ngesikhathi, because ama contacts wami nginawe efonini, whether a Facebook account yami noma WhatsApp wami, they are very limited, bancane laba ngiyazo bangisize to spread my own music.
Absolutely. They won't help you to reach the goal.
Yeah. So nje even i release fanele bene plan ukuthi uma u release music kwakho ndini uzokwenza kanjani, because awu release ukuthi udlala abangani bakho kuphela. Siyafisa umusic wethu usabalale South Africa yonke, nationwide as well as abroad.
So that you can be able to make the necessary rands, of course. Yeah.
Ekugcineni out of passion, sikwenza because of passion, but ekugcineni this is business.
Hey? Melisile, it's a business. That's why ibizwa ngeshow business.
Hola.
So, Mariko, you've worked with quite a few recognized producers, as you've mentioned.
Yes.
Whom can you say, yabo, I wasn't from Kata, but who can you say, perhaps, ukuthi this one person you feel ukuthi you learned the most from? Yabo, and whatever knowledge you imparted from them, these are the lessons that have assisted you in your own music journey. And even in your life journey, actually.
Abantu engisebenze nabo, especially ama producers, they are all different. Ne? Ama characters angafani, bana ma personalities angafani bonke. And kubona bonke, I learn a lot. I learn a lot. There is Justin Nkosi nje, omnye engisebenze naye, one of ama producers. The guy is very humble, is dedicated to umsebenzi wakhe. If this is studio crash, you can change any time of your office will change as long as the project is not up. Even after a project is pumil, my conning is one actually young tola. So for the circle one is near within Jacobs and see some hip coolum and so. Whereas Wednesday, go by your future seven Zena, which move MS seven Zero thousand with a limo because of some cocaine level as I look at it is. On the other side, khona nabo costa dola abantu engisebenze nabo ngithola aba passionate nabo ngalendlela abakhuthazayo ukuthi musu khiphile umusic usuwenzile umusic wakho push umusic wakho ungene kubantu ngithola. So izinto eyinike ngifundele kubantu ukuthi hayi you mustn't relax ngibona ukuthi usuphushile umusic wakho umsebenzi awuphelile ngithola yabo uyapusha umusic wakho ngalendlela by all means ukuthi upushe whether you social media or say maritweni or noma engayiphi indlela sekukhona nama challenge ke this time around ngiyabo.
Yeah, and that really helps a lot.
Yeah.
Because kono TikTok, ngempela abanye abantu I've seen they even do it before they release their music, like bakunikeza abantu preview and it's all ukuthi ingoma izoduma before iziphume. Do you feel like not that I'm being spicy, but do you feel like sometimes genze ukuthi ivele ibe overrated and then mase iphuma people don't react to it in the same way because they've already, like, it's old news now. We've heard your song so many times.
Yeah. Maybe my answer will be the other way around. Ukuthi kuyenzeka umusic ube well promoted ngithola, pushwe ngalendlela, but mabe usulukhuza ke manje sesiwulalele thina siyazi ukuthi oh this is a song, but no, there's no wow.
There's no wow.
But then ngoba nokusuka ipushiwe ke abantu bathanda ne challenge nani well it's spreader zikhona ngoma enjalo we've heard those songs namanje still ikhona ngizola umuthi yalalela kahle ukuthi there's less of creativity la.
Wow, okay. Less of creativity. Okay, Mina, I wouldn't really be that good in being able to judge because they like less of creativity.
Maybe because you are not a musician, eh?
I feel like, okay, yes, there are people, they're not musicians, but they can pick up those things. But I feel you have to really be a musical person.
Yeah.
It's not anyone, you know. Because melu ibunga lelo liso le music.
Yeah.
Same with acting. Melu ibunga lelo liso le acting. If you're not, it's easy for you to just say everyone and anyone.
Yes. Wonke umuntu angayenza lento kanje. Cha. Akunjalo.
Ah, Yeah. So we've spoken about music, and now I want us to dive into the acting side, hey?
Okay.
Because you did drama, of course.
Well.
Yeah, you've also worked with Shaka Zulu Cultural Group.
Yes.
Hey, where you guys actually toured so many countries overseas. I mean, do you care to mention those countries and how exceptional that was?
Hey, actually, I started going abroad. Ngisa funda school. I was doing a matric kwam.
Wow.
Back in 2005, if I'm not mistaken. Yes. So, yeah, 2005 in Bell. So, ngangwe, not Shakazulu ngaleso sikhathi. Ngangwe performing arts. Eyakade i-coordinator kwa YMCA. Yangithola. So, sathola ilokhuzana i-opportunity ngalo langa. Ngami ngale, ngalo nyaka. Sahamba, we went to Norway.
Wow.
For the first time,
yeah.
We transit from Ilokuzana in France, Kutuino. So, Nashama Kandra was two in one trip.
Oh, wow.
I was in Paris, from Paris, I wanted to, coming to Ishakazulu, Ishakazulu, we joined about 2007.
Yeah.
Young Ishakazulu. Ishakazulu nakhona futhi siphuma ko France, iphuma ko Hungary, iphuma ko Belgium. Maningi ama countries esohambile ngayo Ishakazulu, yangithola.
That's amazing.
Yeah, yeah.
Absolutely.
Through your acting, yabo.
Through your acting, yeah. Nje. Ngoba unaluthando le acting, can we await to see you in any future drama series or maybe even in a movie?
That is highly possible.
Yeah, highly possible.
Actually, nje, just yet, umuntu umsombona live ngamehlo, I recognize umuntu ungazelapha yabo. I've been part of, I've played some parts, one part on from Ilokuzana Uzalo, one of the wardens akade khona. I think from last year, August up until April. Ngibengu SAPC 1 uzalo.
Yeah.
Yes, senge nga yala na wimbeu. Senge ba na wimbeu. So,
okay.
So, mesikuma uti imovie no mama sopi. Ya, kupossible kusenge nze ya, cause ama auditions achese kona vela na wende niyapo.
That's great. And we definitely want to see you on our TV screens.
Kuzo wenze gana ganjani.
Ola. So, I know, Uta, this question usually comes in the beginning of an interview.
Okay.
But intentionally, I said to ask you at the end, because we started at where you are at right now.
Okay.
So, now we're going back in time.
What?
So, growing up, did you always know Uta you'd be in the showbiz? And whom did you grow up listening to? Since you said Uthandi Kwaito and...
Yes, yeah. No, abanye baye babuza ukuthi waqala nini ukuba ilokhuzana ukuba i-artist mhlawumbe yabo. Ngake ngilalela enye i-artist elaliphuma esikhwameni ngaleza ikhathi. Bebe libuza lithi mina ngaqala ngisesesiswini sika mangisha isipansula. Ngithi mina ngazoqinisile lo mfisi ngithola. So mina as early as ngoba ngithama 90s yabo ngiqala kwami music, but ikwaito ngiqale nje ngabo 2004 kwenze ikwaito yabo. Sivalele ekhishini noma mhlawumbe edayining sicule sabantu abajala sebelele sicule sishaya isipansula khona la siculela nje ngomlomo ibeat ingekho sizakhele thina ngiqale lapho. And then ke mina ngakubhala umusic before ngiye studio.
Wow.
Ngabhala umusic for a longest time yabo.
Yeah.
Ngoba ngingena studio ngabo 2008 kwaye mangingena studio ngiqale ngo 2005 ukubhala. Ngingena senginesho ukuthi into engiyoyenza ngiyazi. And ungena kwami studio lokhu ngaqala ukurecorda nje ingoma nengoma engiyenza abantu bahlale bekhala ngayo bencoma. In from i group engizwe ngifice studio.
Wow.
Akujwayelekile ngoba e studio masi recorda kukaningi sithi mesilalele umuntu ezo recorda kuthiwa awuyabhejola kambo olala uyadlala ikuzelisa yabo. But ke mina kaze ngibe nalelo budget ever since ngaqala ukurecorda abantu bahlale bephuma beshaya izandla bekhala.
Ngoba wazale wembethe.
Ah, akujabona ke. Akayithanda ke le yabo.
Phela. Baze ufana ilabantu abazalwe bembethe.
Bembethe, ngazalwa ngembethe futhi ngangibethe ona no music yabona le. No gazi lwabantu yabona.
Yeah. So that's amazing, Zamburiko. Any upcoming events that we can look out for? You did say Gute festive season is in now.
Sifigile already.
Sifigile. And when I'm a festival.
Salela. Lengomale, ngihlangana nabantu every day. Nanamuhla khona ngihlangane naye namhlanje. Ithi browse yazi mo ingoma yakho. Excuse me, ngangisemthwalume ngayizwa kwenye lifestyle indlela edlala ngakhona. Ngithi mina, awu, lifestyle isemthwalume. Angikhumbuli nginikeza anyone from that side umculo wami. Shothi bawuthola through ilokhuzana mhlambe maybe through ama radio ngobarefia wami through ilokhuzana iama online stores ngithola kwangijabulisa lokho baningi ngihlangana nabo basebuzwile ama radio ngithola so okusho ukuthi nama bookings aqhamuka njengamanje ngithola aseqhamukile ngosathatha nje selokhuzana enye Newcastle script yard yabo ngine event engizwe kuyona lapha nefana ngabe ngiwabona khona ngobajabulisa abantu ngomnyezi kwami
yeah
we looking forward to ukuthi siphinde sithole futhi amanye ama bookings since kuze festive yabona abantu umsebenzi
absolutely and have you ever thought about doing DJing?
Yeah.
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 I feel like you're a funnele. You just, your vibe. You're a vibe.
Yes, Ganshan.
Yeah.
Mina kakhulukazi ngithanda ukucula yabo nokubhala umusic. That is me.
Yeah.
Ngoba sengwahambile ama interviews kakhulu.
Yeah.
Khona kwangibuza ukuthi what do you choose from, what would you choose from between music and the acting? Ngamtshela ukuthi no music. You know why? Music it's me.
It's your love language.
Music is my own content. Yangithola akubhaliwe script ekuthiwa sidlale la kanje uzodirecta omunye umuntu yabo it's my own yenziwa yimi umusic yangithola ifeeling yami engilethayo so umusic yona so ke kukaningi ngicabanga ukuthi ngibe u DJ for one reason ukuthi ngifuna ukupromote umusic kwami.
Wow.
Yabo ukuthi I can be a DJ for
ukuthi
ngikwazi ukuthi ngirecord ngihambe ngoyidlalela mina umusic kwami yabo.
Yeah, because Belemoy DJ, you play music. So,
play music.
Yeah, so you can play your music. Yeah, but we mix.
For that reason, ngangafisa ukuthi ngiyafisa ukuba DJ. But ke kwasho ukuthi eish, ipassion ayikho kangako lapho because ngangangifuna ukuba DJ just ukuthi ngikwazi ukuthi kusabalele umculo wami.
Oh yeah, and when you're a man of passion, everything there must have a passion.
Yabo.
So we're going to take you back down a trip on memory lane and we're going to play a very old song of yours.
Okay.
5 years ago.
Have you found one?
Yeah, I found one. Unomvula.
How am I? How am I?
Unomvula. So here it goes. Hopefully you'll be able to sing along.
I was on TV.
So it's Mzaborico with Unomvula. And that's how we close off the interview.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.